Surely, George, when you get here, you have to sit there.
The first thing, well, I'll have a risk.
Hello?
President Truman, 090.
Give me that note over there from the president's firehouse.
Mr. President?
Yes?
Lyndon Johnson.
Well, how are you, Mr. President?
I'm just doing fine. I hope you're all right.
Oh, yes, I'm all right. I've been working my head off trying to get things in order so I can come back there pretty soon.
Well, I won't be able to go out at that dinner tonight. I've got something else, but I want you to come to see me and visit me while you're here. And I called you to tell you that I hope that you would use the Blair House so you could have all your friends in and be comfortable and do whatever you wanted to.
You're just as nice as you could be. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Well, I'm very anxious for you to do it, and it'll be available. And if you'll have your secretary drop me a note when you're leaving, I'll have a car meet you and stay with you as long as you want them.
Well, that's just as fine as can be.
And you just...
I'll let you know exactly.
You just put your hat on and come on in whenever you want to, and you'll occupy, as you'll sit at the head of the table in my place as long as I'm here.
You're 100%.
You remember that day you told me in Dallas that if we go on and shut up, that you'd get Rayburn in that helicopter and get him down to range?
That's right.
You remember that old newspaper boy, Alan Duckworth, that's with you?
Yes, indeed.
Well, he just walked in the office, wants to say howdy to you.
Well, I'll say hello to him.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, how are you?
Fine. We had a hard time, you know, when you got in that helicopter behind the pilot and turned around and asked old Mr. Sam if he'd had his insurance paid up. I thought he was going to jump out.
Well, I waited until he couldn't. So
but, you know, you,
were safe.
If I hadn't slugged him real good when I was the bartender, Mr. Johnson made me the honorary stewardess of that plane. I don't think we got him on a helicopter.
Well, I had to do a lot of arguing with him as it was.
How are those cute grandchildren?
Oh, they're just as fine as they can be.
Well, it's certainly good to hear your voice. I give you back to the president.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You let us know so we can meet you and you use the Blair House and have anybody over there you want to and burn it down if you want to, as far as I'm concerned.
I'll be careful not to do that.
And if they raise too much hell, you let me know and I'll come join you.
All right.
Okay.
That'll make it all the more enticing.
Well, you get there and find out how many it seats and how many rooms and get any of your friends in you want to. I want you to have a good time because we want to keep you around here till you're 100.
Oh, well, I hope I can, but there's only one thing I want to make provision on that I want to hold my mental quality till I die.
Well, you'll do that. Don't worry about that. Everybody knows that. And I got awful good reports on your trip to Greece. And besides, I don't know why I'm going to let my wife go off with you again. She's about to quit me. She's telling me how good you were.
Oh, no. She's a lovely person.
She said you had more humor and she enjoyed that trip more than anything except the one she's going to have when she comes out to your library.
Oh,
she's coming out there.
That's grand.
I'll see you on the 7th.
All right.
Now, if there's anything you need in the meantime, you let me know.
I'll do it.
Okay.